There's still lots going on outside of Washington in the Middle East. For example, there was dramatic news out of Venezuela this weekend. For the past year, President Nicolas Maduro has been in a political standoff with Juan Guaido, the Speaker of Parliament there. Guaido also last year declared himself the legitimate president of Venezuela. But yesterday, the armed forces surrounded the National Assembly building, the parliament, and blocked Guaido from entering. It was a stunning scene. That is the actual moment when Guaido attempted to scale a fence around the National Assembly yesterday while wearing a well-cut blue suit. He got to the top of the tall, pointed iron gate, but then security men pulled him down. As a result, a Maduro supporter was elected speaker inside parliament, while Guaido was later reelected by members of parliament outside. Really dramatic. Guillermo Zubillaga is head of the Venezuela Working Group at the American Society Council of the Americas. That's a nonprofit aimed at a better understanding of Latin America. I asked him if Juan Guaido was still Speaker of the Venezuelan National Assembly or not.
I believe so, Marco. I think that his position was so relevant because he was deemed as the only legitimate, democratically elected representative leader of the institution, which was the National Assembly. And yesterday, we have seen a lot of statements from the international community saying that what occurred yesterday was, you know, a sham election, that it was impossible for the majority members of the opposition to get into parliament. So far, I think Russia has been the only international actor that has accepted the results. I haven't seen what China has said, but, you know, the European Union, the United States, of course, and also notably other countries in the region like Argentina and Mexico have denounced the procedures that happened yesterday and have asked for a free and fair election in parliament.
Where do you think the real power lies right now? Because Venezuela has two men claiming to be president, Nicolas Maduro and Juan Guaido, and also two men claiming to be a speaker of the assembly. And one of those is also Juan Guaido. So where's the power?
Well, I mean, there's two aspects of power. One, of course, is the de facto power. So that lies a lot in the executive branch, in the military. I mean, we saw the military yesterday physically impeding the members of parliament from going inside the parliament. So that's power right there. However, there's the other side of power, which is legitimacy, international legitimacy. And that also seems to be increasing on Guaido's side. So I know it's kind of like a mixed answer, but I think that Guaido has not been terminally defeated, and he may be weakened in the fact that he does not have the actual building to preside over. But I think that he's, you know, his recognition as the head of the National Assembly stays intact. And in fact, he gained some more support than he had.
There are a couple of surprising things for those of us outside Venezuela. For one, Juan Guaido has not yet been arrested. How surprising is that to you?
I think that's surprising. I mean, I think he is still by far the most popular politician in Venezuela. I think that he represents a big hope. I think he also represents, as I said before, he is a person that is recognized by the broader international community. So I think that's what stops the regime from going after him in a way that could further escalated this crisis. And also, I think that they are concerned, the regime, you know, they're concerned about what could be the reaction of part of the military if Guaido were to be arrested.
The other surprising thing, Guillermo, is how Maduro has survived for a year with the opposition, with a respected leader, Guaido, clamoring for him to leave.
Yeah, I mean, they've used, you know, some of the most totalitarian repressive forms that we are seeing in the world today. For example, there are members of parliament who are disappear in hands of the state. There are members of parliament that have been in jail, tortured without a trial. There are many, many members of parliament who are in exile. And that's not to say about the other offenses. So I think, I mean, we've seen a very full-on, open repression like the one we saw yesterday, where there's actually military and people stopping the head of Congress from entering the building. I think that, you know, that's a new low for a government that was already seen as a dictatorship. So, I mean, there is that. And then the other part is, of course, you know, the role of the international backers that this regime has, predominantly Russia and, of course, Cuba and to a lesser degree, China. So it seems to me that Russia is not backing down their support for the Maduro regime. And that has been instrumental for him to stay in power.
Guillermo Zubillaga, head of the Venezuela Working Group at the America Society, Council of the Americas. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco. Appreciate it.